All right. Hello, Uyi. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope you too.
Very well, thanks. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the thermal power and propulsion MSc today. You'll take us through all of the exciting things to do with the course. But before we get started, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself? What brought you to Cranfield? How did your own journey shape up along the way?
Thanks for the question. My background is mechanical engineering. I have a bachelor's and master's degree, and I joined Cranfield in 2009. I came for a PhD in gas turbine engineering, and since then I'd moved up the ladder, if you might say. Had my research fellowship, lecturership, and became a senior lecturer as well. And in these 15 years, I've been able to have direct input to the thermal power MSc course, which we'll be talking about today, in which I am the program director.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a very exciting journey and hopefully one that our listeners can relate to and also aspire to. Righty. So let's talk about the thermal power course. So for those who don't know much about it, what is it all about? What are the big focus areas that students will dive into?
Sure. The Thermal Power and Propulsion MSc of Cranfield is a gas turbine engineering course which equips students with the fundamental and applied knowledge of the design and operations of gas turbines for air, for land, and for sea. Some of the key areas, of the course include modules like combustion, turbine machinery, engine performance, simulation diagnostics, fatigue and fracture, mechanical design and turbine machinery, amongst others as well. And we have experts in all of these areas.
That's quite broad, isn't it? It looks like they really get a very sort of extensive get very extensive knowledge on the topic area. And I can imagine it's got, very it's rooted in very sort of theoretical scientific background as well. But how about the hands-on stuff? What kind of practical experiences can students expect?
Actually, apart from the taught modules and the thesis projects, our students engage in lab activities. This includes, for example, the strip and build, where students assemble and disassemble critical components of a gas turbine with similar overhaul and repair procedures performed in industry. We also have the Saab 340B actual flight test under the auspices of the National Flying Laboratory Center, where our students participate as test specialists, on this fully instrumented aircraft, taking real-time measurement data, at different flight segments, to work out, aircraft and, engine performance analysis.
That's brilliant. Thanks for talking to us about that. I mean, yeah, the lab and the labs and all of the facilities that we have at Cranfield really do make the course experience very unique. And also, we're very strong on industry connections. So how about we explore that a bit? How does the program make the most of our industry partnerships to boost the student experience?
I mean, you're really right in that. In fact, the Thermal Power and Propulsion MSc has graduated more than 200 students through our Rolls-Royce, University Technology Center. I must say that all of our students are assigned thesis projects focused on real-world problems. More than 50% of the class is allocated to a project related to a company, again, industry links. This experience offers them a multi-dimensional perspective on technical problems, basically. Also, the confidence building to frequently present their work to industry experts as well.
That sounds like a very interesting opportunity. How do students usually get on when they present to the industry, to industry panels?
I think it varies. It gets better, I must say. So I mean, for many people, it will be many students, it will be their first time interacting with, industry experts, and as many things, as time progresses, you begin to see more and more confident presentation of, of ideas, as time progresses.
Yeah, and they're absolutely fundamental skills for going into industry. So it's brilliant that they have the chance to practice those in you know, what is, I guess, a fairly safe environment as well. Of course, you know, they know that they're being evaluated and assessed, and so there is a bit of pressure there.
Yeah.
But it's an excellent sort of place in which to practice, those skills.
I mean, most definite. I mean, you know, when I say multidimensional here, is sometimes, you know, we're trying to optimize designs and not just based, for example, on efficiencies, but also trying to minimize, you know, for example, emissions or even the reliability improvement as well. So it's always good for them to basically see that, you know, it's one thing to design things on paper for high efficiency, but it's another thing to also learn to appreciate that it's more than just one particular criteria.
Yeah, completely, completely. So while we're on the topic of sort of industry and getting ready to enter industry,
yeah,
how do you find that students transition sort of works out from sort of the academic life through to entering the world of work? And how does the course help them to hit the ground running, you know, on top of the you know, the experiences that we just spoke about?
I mean, I would start by saying that, you know, the thermal power and proportion academics like me, you know, very fortunate, you know, that most of our students go on to work in specialist areas that we've taught them. So it's typical that they become our industrial partners in companies. But my point really is that we have a good sense of this transition because we're often in contact with them in industry as well. You know, so we get this feedback. The applied nature of the course modules, you know, and the thesis project, you know, which is focused on real world problems, makes this transition smoother, actually.
Yeah, I can imagine. And on the topic of real world problems and the applied elements of the course, what are some of the cutting edge technologies or cool projects that students get to work on?
Okay, so our students will have the opportunity to investigate, for example, burning hydrogen efficiently to minimize, you know, NOx emissions. So we have experimental rigs to burn hydrogen at engine conditions. So these are high temperatures, high pressures. It could also be the use of digital twin and machine learning algorithm to detect, quantify, and even predict faults in gas turbines. Alternatively, it could also be the use of computational fluid dynamics, you know, and our high-performance computing to investigate new compressor designs or even complex flow intakes for a jet engine, rather.
Excellent. No, thanks for taking us through those. And I imagine, you know, as things evolve as well, there will be, you know, more interesting projects coming in, and because of the industry connections and you know, industry sort of live projects, yeah, you know, who knows where that will take, yeah, take students in the future.
Sure.
Okay, so the Thermal Power and Propulsion MSc has two intakes, yeah, throughout the year. So one in the autumn and one in March. Could you just tell us a little bit about the two of them? You know, are there any differences? You know, are there benefits on joining one over the other, or is it more just about timing or preference?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, so the course content, you know, for both intakes, you know, the March and the September is the same. And the March class, of course, the smaller cohort, but again, similar delivery as well. For the March cohort, as they're smaller, you know, a greater percentage of prospective students tend to get bursaries, you know, by virtue of the size, basically.
Wonderful, thank you. Yeah. And last but not least, what are you most excited about when it comes to the future of this field? Where do you see Cranfield graduates making their mark in the years to come?
I mean, I would reiterate by saying that the core of this course is gas turbine engineering, which cuts across, you know, applications for air, land, and sea. So by default, we're looking at aerospace and aviation, marine, energy and power, and oil and gas. All of these industries need to decarbonize. To achieve this, we would require talented and enthusiastic minds to tackle these complex problems, you know, where the solutions often require navigating conflicting requirements, as I mentioned. there's never been a better time to transition these industries, you know, with highly talented people. Actually, for the future of our planet, to be quite frank. What excites me most, from what we do, we are positioned to positively impact our environment. I think it is the legacy we leave behind for the next generation, actually. So yeah, there's a lot of excitement about it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that final part that you said about, you know, how do we impact our world and what is the legacy that we leave behind also for, you know, for future generations? What kind of world are we leaving behind? And it very much links into to our, you know, our values and our ambitions here at Cranfield University.
Sure.
I'm going to throw you one more surprise question.
Sure.
So you were saying about talented students.
Yes.
What does it take to be an excellent thermal power and propulsion MSc student?
I mean, so what it takes to be an excellent thermal power and propulsion student requires, you know, a lot of, of course, dedication, no doubt about that, you know, attention to details, willing to think critically about problems and being, you know, creative about, you know, about approaching problems, you know, as well. Again, the cliche thinking out of the box is really a thing here. And also trying to connect the dots, basically, and getting inspirations, you know, from, you know, other areas of science as well. Some of the most exceptional students we do have will be those who are, again, like I say, willing to think critically, you know, and offer new ideas, you know, to very complex problems.
That's a really helpful answer. And I hope our listeners can resonate with that, because, of course, you need the scientific, you know, theoretical background. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's sort of a fundamental requirement. But to become an excellent student, critical thinking. It's the thinking outside the box. It's, you know, thinking beyond what is just perhaps, you know, figures on a page.
Absolutely. It's about taking well understood, you know, knowledge, theories, and the willingness to be creative of how to apply them in new situations, basically.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. As I said, you know, I hope our listeners have got a better flavor for what the MSc is about, what it takes to, you know, to really make an impact in this area, and actually how they would join, you know, a cohort of people who really are trying to make a difference.
Yeah.
Through, of course, you know, studying the theory, but really sort of rolling up their sleeves and getting hands on and, you know, making things, changing things in I guess, yeah, every way possible.
Absolutely. Sure. Yep.
I'm going to close it for now. So thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you to you, Uyi, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Valletta. Thank you.